Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. And to start things off, we have a winter storm warning. Like you guys didn't know that was coming. So, this comes straight out of the Reno weather station. We have a warning for Bridgeport, Colville, and Mammoth Lakes. The winter storm warning remains in effect from 4 p.m. Wednesday, today, to 4 p.m. Sunday. What? There will be heavy snow. Except rain or a mix of rain and snow below 7,500 feet, which is going to be Inyo County. Thursday. So total snow accumulation of 7 to 16 inches. Except 3 to 7 feet above 7,000 feet along and west of Highway 395. You know what that means? Mammoth Mountain. Heck yeah. Winds could gust as high as 50 miles per hour, except over 100 miles per hour along the crest. So don't be up in the mountains. Mono County is the where. The wind is from 4 p.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesday to Sunday. Impacts. Travel could be very difficult to impossible at times with areas of strong winds and blowing snow along the 395 corridor. Strong winds could cause tree damage. There may be a break in heavier snow late Friday night and Saturday. Snow levels will drop to all elevations by late Thursday into Friday morning. So Inyo County might see a little bit of white Christmas, at least white Christmas Eve. So, precautionary preparedness actions. Avoid travel. If possible, you could be stuck in your vehicle for many hours. If you must travel, prepare for long delays and carry an emergency kit with extra food, water, and clothing. If you stay home, have a backup plan in case of power outages. The latest road conditions can be obtained by calling 511 or by downloading the DOT mobile app. So, that's some good news, but some crazy news right now. So, batten down the hatches, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere unless you absolutely have to. And if you have to, be prepared to get stuck in your car for many hours because it's supposed to be bad. I am looking north right now, and it's still a little blue, but it's kind of getting there. I just looked up the Weather Channel information about Inyo, and it pretty much says starting right this second to around Friday at 9 a.m., it is supposed to rain. That's going to be a lot, and that's fantastic. We need the water in the ground, so hopefully that's true. And like it said on the storm warning, there should be a little bit of snow Friday down here as well, so exciting couple of days coming up. What else we got in the news? A couple things happened. So we had the storm warning. You know who's coming to town? That's right. Santa. The boss told us all about it years ago. Santa and Mrs. Claus have their 16th annual visit to Big Pine, thanks to the Big Pine Volunteer Fire Department. They will be providing transportation for Mr. and Mrs. Claus on Christmas Eve night to make their rounds throughout the Big Pine community starting at 6 p.m. The route will start at the firehouse, then next to Rolling Green, off to Knight Manor, the west side of Big Pine, west side of Big Pine Reservation, east side of Reservation, then east of town. They will make sure to make every attempt to hit all the streets in the community. So listen for the holiday music and sirens for Santa coming your way. Run out and give him a quick wave if it's not raining. And if it is, then take an umbrella. Or snowing would be even better. Wouldn't that be cool? I doubt it, but that would be really cool. This is a great tradition that started over 16 years ago, and the Big Pine Fire Department has the privilege of transporting Mr. and Mrs. Claus. We look forward to seeing all community members Christmas Eve night. The Big Pine Volunteer Fire Department is humbled by the support of the community. Very cool. A little bit of a weather heads up from Mono County Tourism. I'll read it for you anyway. We already went over some of this, but some of it's good information. It's officially winter, and after last week's big storms, even more snow is headed our way. The first storm is expected to start this afternoon, and it is right on time, and ramp up tomorrow, Thursday, 12/23, dropping a possible 3 to 7 feet of snow to elevations above 7,000. Per the National Weather Service, heavy snow and low visibility is expected Thursday and Friday night into Saturday, and again Sunday night into Monday. That's new information. So, as always, please check road conditions before traveling and call Mono County Tourism, 800-845-7922. That's 800-845-7922 if they can help with your travel plans. The best travel plans are going to be don't travel but if you have to do something, maybe there can some help. Storm warning for 1222 through 1226 can be read on the National Weather Service from Reno's official website, which both of these links are at easternseernow.com. There is still time to find a place to stay for a last-minute holiday away, or maybe a much-needed change of scenery. With so many winter activities open and possible with all of this incredible snow, we hope you can visit soon. Safe travels and very happy holidays. And that comes from Liz, Jeff, Alicia, and Morgan from the Mono County Tourism. Great guys up there doing great work. Thanks, guys. Again, all those links and phone numbers are at easternseernow.com. Speaking of Mono County Tourism, one cool thing that's going on is Bridgeport Winter Recreation Area is now open. The Bridgeport Winter Recreation Area, a wild and unmatched 7,254-acre section of the Humboldt-Toyabe National Forest, is now open to experienced snowmobilers. You have to bring your own sled, by the way. Backcountry skiers, cross-country skiers, and snowshoers. This snowy alpine playground offers challenging terrain and spectacular vistas. Access is located on the east side of Sonora Pass, State Route 108 at the Caltrans, the People's Gate, about 6 miles west of US 395 between the towns of Bridgeport and Walker. Permits are free, but mandatory, and can be obtained online from the Bridgeport Avalanche Center, from the Bridgeport Ranger Station, just south of the town of Bridgeport on US 395, or at the People's Gate entrance to the Bridgeport Winter Recreation Area. For more information, please call the Bridgeport Ranger Station at 760-932-7070 before venturing into the backcountry. Be sure to have the proper safety equipment and understanding of hazards as well as snow and avalanche conditions. Please contact the Bridgeport Avalanche Center, 760-932-5820, for current conditions and advisories. Right now, don't go. Wait until about next Tuesday would be what I would say, but it's going to be primo at that point. For more information on snowmobiling and other winter activities, please visit monocounty.org/things-2-do-snow/. You know what? Go to easternseernow.com and you'll see the link there. It's basically monocounty.org things to do by snow, but there's a lot of dashes in there and it's we're not going to go there. Or how about this? Just call Mono County Tourism at 800-845-7922. But if you do head over to Eastern Sierra Now to get that link, why don't you subscribe? It'd help us out. It'll get you news all the time. You'll find out about this stuff every single day. It's what I do. Oh, wait, no, I don't. I make all of this stuff. Boom. Drops the mic. Oh, man, speaking of dropping the mic, this is my favorite, and this is everybody's favorite, and I know we're all excited about this. June Mountain is open, baby. With a few feet of fresh snow, June Mountain opened on gorgeous and sunny Saturday, December 18th. Our favorite family mountain is once again open, and you know what? They're offering free skiing to kids 12 and under all season long. No blackout dates. That's right. Kids are free under 12. And there is a pretty sweet video from June Mountain Facebook page that we have a link to on easternseernow.com if you'd like to see that. I have friends that were there on opening day and they said it was bomber. So you need to definitely check that out. June Mountain, that's the local spot. Come on. We all know that's true. Love Mammoth, but you know, you don't need a stoplight on June. So weather, 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 snow, 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 weather, 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 be careful. I don't know what else I need to say right now other than that. I do have one idea. If you're in Mammoth, call Giovanni's right now. Get like two or three pizzas, large ones, and get them made and get them home before you can't, right? Because you're going to be stuck. It's going to be gnarly. So you might want to right now think of some food, and I can't think of a better place than Giovanni's. Giovanni's Pizza is the spot. So head on down to Giovanni's and order up some pizza. You can do it on the phone. You can even head down there. I don't know what I'm talking about. In fact, let me give you the phone number just to help you out. It is 760-934-7563. It is 437 Old Mammoth Road. You all know where it is. It's in the Vaughn's Shopping Center. Head down there. They've got wings. They've got every kind of Italian food you can think of. Just order up a bunch of stuff, take it home, put it in the fridge. You're good for a couple of days. They've got you handled. So again, 760-934-7563. And tell them Jesse from Eastern Sierra Now sent you with this amazing survival tip. You know, I'm one of those healthy guys. I'm good at thinking of like health conscious ways to survive and get through things. I'd be a really good prepper. I'm constantly thinking of my body and the things that I should be putting in it, you know, like lasagna. So I think our last thing we're going to do here is cut to our very own health and fitness coach, who's going to yell at me for that last segment, Coach Ashley McLaughlin.
Happy holidays! Coach McLaughlin here. If you guys are on a health journey this holiday season, this article is for you. I just want you to know that you don't need to eat celery while everyone else eats pie. You shouldn't sip sparkling water while everyone is enjoying grandma's famous eggnog. And you definitely shouldn't skip a holiday feast because you're worried about your weight. Focus on moving your body earlier on in the day. Drink plenty of water throughout the day. Enjoy all foods in moderation. And remember, there is always a healthy twist on most popular dishes out there these days. Fill your plate with veggies first, then your protein, and then whatever is left, throw your carbohydrates on there, and definitely enjoy the pie. So if you're in need of some healthy cookie recipes this holiday season, click on my link in my article, and I hope you guys all enjoy your families this Christmas. This has been Coach McLaughlin with Eastern Sierra Now.
Oh, man. While Coach Ashley was talking, I was looking at these recipes she's talking about here. If anybody wants to make up these snickerdoodles and send them to me, send me a email at info@easternsierranow.com. And I'll give you my address because those look amazing. All right. Be safe, everybody. Don't go out unless you have to. It's going to get gnarly. Eastern Sierra Now, Jesse Steele.